Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So May, the president's going to be going to Israel.
Yes.
On May the 23rd, 22nd?
Through the 23rd, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, he's going to Israel during that period, mm-hmm. but many people are suggesting, including the vice president,
right.
that at this historic time, that president, remember, the previous administration didn't go to Israel until their second term,
right.
and only yeah. the stuff that was happening didn't
We thought it was so exciting. Remember the speech he gave? President Obama gave the speech, and we're like, yes, yes, at the very end of it, he says, but to do this,
yeah.
we're going to take it to the United Nations where they have the unstoppable Islamic voting bloc. So we can.
And you young people in college, don't listen to your elders.
That's what they said.
Just do what you want to do.
I was so let down because we were pumped. We were listening to the speech live. We were on the air. We were going, this is great. This is great. And at the very end.
It was flattering because the first 45 minutes of this speech, it's the best thing any president or any person could possibly say about Israel.
Right.
Only for the last moment to get uppercut with such a really devastating blow.
You know, he's a brilliant, you know, he's, he knows how to work his narrative and what he wants to do. But thank God for the new narrative.
Well, which makes this time so much more special with,
right.
with our present President Trump. And this trip, his first thing he does almost within the first 100 days is go to Israel.
Yes.
And Vice President.
Well, the first call he made was to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yes.
It was fixed in one phone call. They fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So relationships fixed,
mm-hmm.
not a problem.
Right.
Well, I want you to hear Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, as he shares,
because you're saying this because we might have missed it, that the assumption is going to be because the president promised during his campaign that he was going to move Jerusalem's Tel Aviv, the U.S. embassy and
right.
it's in Tel Aviv, to move it to the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem, which is already in the law for us to do it, but he was going to do it. So
well, every previous president since then, from Bill Clinton, was kicking a can and pushing
they write a special thing saying this is not good, but they're assuming that, and it's just like I think President Trump to go there and say, as a matter of fact, he's going to say potentially we're about to hear it in May that we're going to move the embassy to, if you want the embassy, if you're in Israel and you're listening to this, you want the embassy to be moved to Jerusalem, start cheering him on. He'll be like, we'll move that thing.
Right. Well, in fact, if you're watching his program, contact your senator, contact your congressman, and tell him you want to be behind President Trump in making sure this move happens.
And the reason why is, it is the Capitol. That's where all embassies are, in the Capitol. But yeah, this is Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, talking about that specific thing. Let's take a look.
And the President of the United States, as we speak, is giving serious consideration to moving the American Embassy in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
So you're looking at this very thing. We've got so much we're going to talk about because this is the 50th anniversary of the unification of Israel, their victory in the Six-Day War. This is amazing days. Prophetically, it's the year after the Shemitah, which is the Jubilee year.
It's the Jubilee.
Yeah,
it's the month of May. It's a beautiful month.
You got to catch our next program because we're going to talk about, you know, it's 5 years for us that we've been on the air and what God said to us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.